items mentioned in What's for Sale are those of the original poster. This segment is in no way an endorsement of any items, products, or people, and we take no responsibility for the products, prices, or services provided. Shop smart, shop safely online. What's for Sale is powered by Adult and Teen Challenge Super Thrift. Discover what makes us super.
Already.
I just found something else.
You see, they're all coming up.
Nothing like wait until the last minute.
I hope people don't think that we prepare for this because I just spent the last 5 minutes looking.
Actually, speak for yourself. I work all week.
Oh, no. Some things just come to me, and this is a dandy. But anyway.
I found mine this morning. Here's the thing. It's Thursday, and you might be saying, what's going on? Tomorrow, with it being Good Friday, we've moved up What's for Sale. Here we are Thursday.
And of course, this is the most popular segment in local radio.
I love it.
And the
I
game's back together again.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks for showing up, Candy.
These are items found on Marketplace, real items here in town. Listen, I'm going to start with this one.
Okay.
I'm just going to start. This caught my attention only because I have never witnessed this, seen this on the Marketplace before. Someone is selling copyright for a song that they've written.
Oh, so Candy. So Candy will steal it now and she'll use it for herself. That's what she does.
Come on.
So for sale, exclusive or fractional copyrights or assignments to reproduce this song is for sale. To make it clear, here it is. They give you a link to listen to it. I hope the lyrics of this song are something to think about during these very pandemic and negative times.
Please don't play it.
I don't have it. No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
And the copyrights for this particular song, this individual is asking for $10,000.
Okay, so
I have never seen this before in the marketplace.
So if I was to do the math, if we started playing the song now and repeated it from now until Monday morning,
sure,
we'd be able to play it 60 times. So you would have to play.
I love this math.
You would have to play it, 60,000 times in order to get your money back.
So that would take.
Let's just hope it's a good song.
Let me rephrase that. You'd have to play it 600,000 times
to make
your money back.
Money, wow.
You get about 6 cents.
Is that what it
for
is
for a spin? Yeah.
All
so,
right. Well. Good luck on that one.
You'd have to get it on a lot of radio stations pretty quick to get your investment
100%.
Back. I'm sure it's a great song, but why are you selling it?
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just that good.
Yeah, and it's 10 grand.
We could be sitting on a gem right now. We could be millionaires. Let's put our money together.
How about you get Journey to buy it? You never know.
Right, yeah.
Candy, what do you have?
Well, I'm going a little off the path here, friends, as I was not here last week.
Boy.
I was south of the border, and what do I do in my spare time?
Out shop.
Doesn't matter where
That's what
I
you
am.
Do. You out shop.
I'm always searching the marketplace.
Uh-huh. Even out of town?
I did.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And let me say, there is some doozies south of the border.
Okay.
This one I have to share, though. What's the saying? Go big or go home,
sure.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I'm
on the edge of my
one,
seat.
It's something entertaining for the entire family.
Let's get to it, Candy.
I love this.
1967 Ellie Bridge Ferris wheel.
Shut
a Ferris
up.
Wheel.
An actual real size Ferris wheel.
Well, we know a couple of guys that we can get in the summertime to set it up in the backyard.
Could you imagine?
$20,000.
How tall is it? Because to Candy, everything is 500 feet.
I don't know. Oh, you know
you didn't
what?
Get the size?
No.
Listen.
It can fit 24 adults or 36 children.
Do you know where that belongs?
That's got to be quite a few.
I've always said that Hillcrest Park
is not... Oh, it needs a Ferris wheel?
Right. They don't have an ice cream truck there, a hot dog stand.
Let's
it's
buy
Hillcrest
it for the city.
Park. That needs to go at Hillcrest Park.
You guys want to be millionaires? This is how we become millionaires.
How much do you charge for a spin on that?
Five bucks.
$5.
Like 100%. One spin?
No.
Like one ride.
Like
3 minute
a couple
ride.
Minutes? Yeah.
Look at the... It is in good shape, though. It's all dissembled.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Does it come with the proper amount
There's
of bolts?
There's the truck. Who's going to put it together, though?
Well, we could. You know what? I figure a YouTube video, we can figure it out.
YouTube? We'll figure it out.
What could go wrong?
A video for everything.
$20,000, nice. Though.
U.S.
Nice. Candy?
Yes, U.S.
U.S.
Oh, whatever.
Okay.
That's like $35,000.
Plus, you got to ship it.
How many rides at $5 would that
be? Oh, here we go. We can play that song, the copyright song in the background.
That's a good find. I like that one. Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad one. I don't know. I have so many to choose from. I was thinking quickly. This is not the item, but I did find some Husqvarna snow thrower shear bolts because inevitably somebody broke a shear bolt in the last 3 days.
Is that those things that go in the snowblower?
So
with you?
When it breaks, so those are for sale.
I need some of those, actually.
10 bucks. But really, who doesn't need a bidet? Listen, a standard toilet bidet for sale. It is important to note that it comes with all the appropriate packaging, and it does fit a standard toilet. This bidet, by the way, it's important to note in the description, not used.
Okay, brand new
in the packaging. Who, maybe for Easter morning.
After the head cheese. Oh,
Candy. Really, Candy? Really? I don't even want to say anything else. $60 in the marketplace.
I would just like to go on record by saying...
Let's not.
No. By saying you weren't fans of Candy and I sharing toilet.
No, it was actually forbidden. Things, we were not allowed to talk
about
it.
Last week you had a toilet, and now you have a bidet.
Yeah, but I'm not going into details about the head cheese. Right. I didn't go there.
That's fair. Okay. Listen, in this day and age, you go grocery shopping, you bring your own bags.
Yes.
I always forget. I have 1,000 bags,
exactly.
By the way.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you'd like to add more, I found this, and it's sold, so it's gone. But I saved it only because, oh my gosh, what a great deal. Someone was selling reusable shopping bags.
Yeah. Like the plastic? Oh, reusable.
No, the reusable ones. 41 in total. Not 40, not 42.
41.
41. For $5.
Oh, that's $5? A good deal. Yes. That is a good deal.
Whoever found that,
are they all Walmart ones or the blue ones?
They don't specify. They just talk about different sizes and whatnot, but it's all, yeah, 41 for $5.
I got to mention the lady at Safeway a couple of weeks ago who made fun of me because my bag said Merry Christmas.
Oh.
It was the only one I had in the truck, all right? Like, back
Merry
off.
Christmas.
I do have to say, though, I'm sometimes embarrassed if I go into the superstore or, say, with a Metro bag and vice versa.
I feel guilty.
If I go into Metro and I have the PC bag, like, it's kind of weird.
You know what you should do is you should go through one of those other stores with your Metro bag and then send Metro a bill for advertising.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. What else?
All right, John, I found something for you. Oh, I'm always looking out for you
and things that may help. My life.
Help with. No. Help with one of your I don't know. So you don't like cats. We know you don't like cats.
It's not that I don't like cats.
Really?
I just don't like cats. No.
And someone has a beautiful home decor item that I think you should have, maybe in your office, to keep your feet warm.
Is it taxidermy?
It is a cat rug.
Oh my God. Really?
A cat rug.
A cat rug.
Oh, look at that thing. No.
You need to put that rug up on the wall when you have cats just to keep your cats occupied. They can stare at it and claw at it all day.
I'm pretty sure this is one of those where you do yourself. What is the hook and what is that called?
Fancy.
You know?
Yeah.
Hook and something? Yeah. Come on, people, let us know. What is it called?
I don't know what it's called.
Where it's not knitting, it's the loop of the hook and loop. We got it, Candy.
It's a cat.
It's a cat rug.
It's a full face of a cat.
It is a full face. $20, beautiful blue eyes looking at you.
Yeah, staring at your soul, waiting to eat you while you're sleeping. That's what cats do. That's what cats are thinking about.
Okay. Quickly, I will let you know one more that I have here. This, those old TVs, old school TVs. Even if it doesn't work, that would be some pretty cool nostalgia to have in the house. Someone is selling an old TV for repurposing.
It's square?
Yeah. Huh. Just an old TV.
It's one of those, yes.
But here's the best part. Old TV for repurposing for a dog bed house.
Pardon me?
Dog bed house.
Ideas are endless.
What?
I don't know if the TV works.
Let me tell you a little something. If you're going to hollow that all out with the tube in there, that tube actually holds a charge. The last thing you need is an animal to be climbing around inside of the TV box.
Well, I have to remove all that.
Then it's just a wood box.
Well, that's what they're saying. Repurpose it for a doghouse
bed. This is just somebody who doesn't want to bring it to the dump.
That sounds like a lot of work.
How much?
Actually, good call. They say must carry out themselves.
There you go. Yeah. Is it free?
No, it's $25.
$25 plus the $10 you're going to need to take it to the dump.
That's it. I'm done. Okay.
Do you have another one,
Jenny? I do have one more. Well, gents, you know how my love
always
for...
A story,
for
always
Caesars.
A story.
For Caesars. I love Caesars. Yes, and I'm always trying to up my game. Yeah. You know, the pickled ice cubes, all that sort of stuff.
The buffet on the top of it on a stick. Yeah.
But there's vintage vodka. But what about vintage Tabasco sauce?
Ooh.
Somebody is selling original vintage Tabasco sauce from the 1960s.
What? Well, it doesn't go bad, does it?
Look at the color of it. It is brown.
Oh, that's not a good color. No.
It is dark brown. So these bottles have been opened and used, but their original boxes are still there. And $5.
$5.
For Tabasco sauce.
$5 for a nice dose of salmonella. Hey? That's what you get for $5. It's more of a collectible.
That's where the bidet comes
in. Good find.
Finally, we all know that I use the airwaves to promote my need for finding a new job in heavy equipment and or finding equipment to operate. This is something that I have operated in the past, and if somebody wants to buy this and hire me, I will leave immediately and join you on the warehouse floor. Renowned for its lightweight design and tight turning radius. commonly employed for short distance transport and low level stacking. That's right. For sale in the marketplace this morning. The Straddle Stacker 125. That's right, kids. It's a pallet stacker. Completely automatic. Look at this thing. You can ride on the back of it. And you can, too, stack pallets in a warehouse.
That would be cool.
Is that like the ones with those two?
With the forks.
Oh, yeah.
The Straddle Stacker is available. Battery efficient, enhanced visibility, and more. Could be yours in the marketplace for $6,500. And it comes with me to operate it.
Very nice.
I'm not selling it. I'm just looking for a job.
We can use that to put our Ferris wheel together.
That's exactly right, Candy. Because safety third, we'll put a pallet for you to lift up to the top to hook up the buckets.
I love the ideas. Can I just tell you something? Something came down on our T-Bay Tell Talking text line. Taylor sent me a link.
Uh-oh.
The link, I just opened it.
Be careful when you click on it.
No, hang tight. It's on Marketplace, and it says, are you ready?
Ready.
Stolen gas, $80. Danny Foresta from the radio stole my gas. I listened to the bay. On my way to work, and now my tank is empty. My only conclusion is that he stole my gas. I'll take a free full tank or gift cards or equivalent value.
You've been
value.
Mentioned on Marketplace?
Look at this.
It's got your name on it.
I am so jealous.
Whose gas did you steal is the first question.
I have no clue.
No, you stole someone's gas?
Because they listen to the radio. They're keeping it on. They're running out of gas.
Wait a second.
Does that make sense?
No, I don't think that's it. I think you actually stole it.
I didn't steal anyone's gas.
I got to look now. I got to search for it. Oh, there it is.
It's because they listen to the radio and you stole the gas.
I listen to the radio 99.9 only on my way to work, and now my tank is empty. My only conclusion is he stole my gas. Worth a shot. Right? Who is this person? It doesn't have the person's name.
Well, Taylor sent the text.
Seller details. Find this person and phone them. Can we get them on the phone?
Well, I'd love to. I just need to send a message.
They're also selling a 2018 Mitsubishi Eclipse. Well, that's because it's got an empty gas tank.
Yeah, there you have it.
You're the first person ever to get mentioned.
Wow.
The station's been mentioned before, but I had no idea that you walked around with a siphon.
That's me on the weekends.
Right, lock
you
up your gas tanks. Danny is out on the loose.
If you live in Danny's neighborhood and you got in the car this morning and for some reason the tank was empty, Danny's car is full.
That's right. I have jerry cans at home. They are
full. Wow, that is honorable mention. That is awesome, a first.
822, thank you. That is a special edition of What's for Sale on this Thursday. Candy, John, as always, thank you so much. That was fun.